Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning. That means it is time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike White is your host, and we'll also stream this online at myalbertlee.com. Lo and behold, look across the microphone. We have Tom Sorensen in studio this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
We're doing well. We had a couple of guests while you were out the last couple weeks. And our thanks to those special guests. Last week was Michelle on the radon testing.
Yeah. Wasn't that awesome?
That was. She's really got a lot of knowledge.
Really interesting, yep.
And it is posted on your website as
well.
Yes,
it is.
So if folks want to hear that again, you can just go to AmericanInsurance.com, go to their website, and you can hear what radon is all about and how you can pick up those free test kits up at Fremont County Public Health. You also are staying busy because there's another big event coming with the Americana Insurance Group, the A-Team. 20 years already, the annual Ag Summit.
It's amazing. Yep, our 20th annual Ag Summit that we host. It's with us in Commerce Bank in Geneva. And we are going to hold this out. It's on February 11th, which is a Tuesday, and it's going to be at Riverland Community College in the lecture hall. That's where we've had it for quite a few years now. It works out great because not only do we have the lecture hall, but then right across the hallway for lunch, we have Cedar Valley Services feed us lunch, and we use the cafeteria, which is an excellent lunch and things like that. But and then talk about lunch. Well, we got, first of all, we'll go down kind of like what's going to be part of that Ag Summit. And so at 8 o'clock, Mike, we're going to have registration, people to come in, register to sign in, and we're going to have a continental breakfast. And that continental breakfast is sponsored by Diversified Crop Insurance Services. But our overall Ag Summit sponsors, us and Commerce Bank host it, but then our sponsors are, our gold sponsor is Diversified Crop Insurance. Our silver sponsor is Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, and our bronze sponsor is Nationwide Insurance Company.
And just to kind of go back, the Riverland Community College Lecture Hall, I've been there before for training. It's a very comfortable seating. That's one thing that a lot of folks think about. Oh, this is a big summit, and the chairs are going to be uncomfortable, and it's going to be a long day. It is a comfortable atmosphere at Riverland Community College in the lecture area, and as you said, then they can just go across the hall for lunch as well. So it's a great setting.
It is.
And it'll go by fast.
It will. And it's from, it goes from 8:30 is when the actual start. And by the way, we're going to have your own Kate Radio farm director, Courtney Doyle, is going to be our MC.
Courtney will do a great job, and she'll pick up some interviews with some of these other speakers as we kind of go through the lineup.
Right. So it'll be 8:30 to 12:30, basically. You can show up at 8 to get the continental breakfast and register in, and then lunch will be at 12:30. And then if anything, and we'll get through this again, but if you want to stay for the 1:30 program, it's optional if you want, and that's a Land Is Your Legacy, but Jolene Honkamp, who we've had as a
numerous times
as a guest on our radio show.
Before we actually get into the program and how it'll be structured, Tom, the number that folks can call to get your reservations in.
Yes, 507-377-2000, or the easiest way is go to our website, AmericanInsurance.com, and right on our home page, front page, if you just scroll down just a little bit, it'll have the Ag Summit registration. Just click on there, and you can go in there and click. And you do have to RSVP because, believe it or not, even though that we got a, 100, I think it's about 100 seating capacity in there, we usually have in past, we've actually have had over 100 people attend this. Sometimes it's 75, but so we do have limited seating. So first come, first serve basis, and RSVP, plus we got to know for food-wise.
And it's absolutely free, farmers and the farming community. So don't let the price stop you from going on to AmericanaInsurance.com. Just register online. Or if you feel more comfortable, you can always give them a call at 377-2000. Get your name on the list, because it is an RSVP, and as Tom said, first come, first serve, getting one of those comfortable
seats.
Right,
and also, too, we've been sending emails out to our clients, but we also have been sending out postcards to many other farmers in Freeborn County in the area, so they should be getting that in the mail also any day, if not already, and that information will be on there. So just to let them know that it is free and it is open to the public, and along with that, they get a continental breakfast and they'll get lunch through the sponsorship of Diversified Crop Insurance Services.
As we mentioned, Courtney Doyle, Kate Farm Service Director, will kick things off with kind of a welcoming at 8:30. And then American Insurance will have some stats, the trends, and the average, and that's where you come into
play. I'll be the first presenter. Yeah, so hopefully that doesn't scare people away. But it's just a really quick presentation, about 20 minutes that I do. And what I go over is like a few of our agency statistics. Okay, first of all, we go over what is the 10-year average of soybean spring price and fall price. I should say soybean and corn spring price and fall price for crop insurance. And then we do 10-year history of American Insurance Group as a whole of what our average yields are per year. So I will have 2019 stats plus 10 years back of what is actually what was the local, my agency's average. So which is, I have quite a, I would say, sizable crop insurance book, and it gives you quite a nice idea of where we're going to be at and what the APHs are. We call them APHs, the yield history. Because farmers always want to know how are they comparing to others. And the other thing is, it also, I'll show how Americana yields compares to what we call NAS yields, where NAS yields is a government program where they go out and they actually do yield checks. They got many, many sources of where they come up with an average yield for by county throughout the whole United States. So normally it's amazing how close my statistics are to those statistics. So,
and again, this isn't just a big push that you have to change your insurance farmers to Americana.
Nope.
This is actually a presentation overall.
Yep.
Yes, Americana Insurance Group, the A-Team, they're going to give you what they have seen, the trends and the averages, and then it's up to you to make that decision.
Right. The other things that I show on that first 20 minutes is average a number of policies per farmer buys for crop insurance. Okay. What do they buy on the average? Okay. What percentage do they buy? What type of private products like hail and that on the average? Now, I don't use any names. Okay. Obviously, I'm not going to use any names. This is just showing our agency as a whole and how the trends and the averages are with them. And then the last thing I show is loss ratios. Okay. So how do my clients fare to how much premium they're paying and how much is the losses happening? Okay. Very interesting to statistics, Mike.
You'll find that out at 8:40 when you kick things off. And then we have Kristen Weiss, who is an ag risk management trainer and advisor with Diversified Services, coming in at 9.
Kristen is going to do a nice presentation. I've actually have been to her presentation. She does kind of like a grain marketing class where she's going to show on this one, she's going to do what are HTAs and basis contracts. hedge to arrive and basic con and basis contracts, okay? And then she's also kind of going to talk about what makes up a basis, okay? You always hear, okay, the Chicago Board of Trade
what's
is
the base,
you know, and then but locally they're, you know, so corn, let's just say on the Chicago Board of Trade is $4, but locally they're buying, they're getting $3.40, and that's what they call a basis. Well, why is there a basis? What makes that basis up? That will be something that she'll talk about also.
Then we'll take a break, and then a little price contest. But after that time, then we have some other presenters. But
right.
Before we tell our listeners about those presenters coming up on February 11th for the 20th Annual Ag Summit, let's take a quick break, and we
sounds
come
good.
Back. We'll talk more about some of the speakers for the 20th Annual Ag Summit put on by Americana Insurance Group. We'll be back more with our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE.
You hear about the farmer who crossed a chili pepper, a shovel, and a poodle? He got a hot diggity dog. Ouch! But speaking of hot diggity dog, it's time for Americana Insurance's 2020 Ag Conference, February 11th at Riverland College in Albert Lea. It's one of the largest in our area. We'll have local producer stats, crop insurance info, grain marketing tips, and more, plus breakfast and lunch. This year, backed by popular demand, grain marketing expert Rich Morrison. So RSVP now by calling 507-377-2000 or visit AmericanaInsurance.com.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning here on KATE 1450 as we're talking about Americana Insurance Group's 20th Annual Ag Summit, February 11th, 8:30 to 12:30 at Riverland Community College. Tom Sorensen is continuing to talk about some of the presenters that you've lined up, and they are some very good ones.
Yes, and then the next one that we'll talk about here is we'll have a presentation on ARC versus PLC, the new farm bill. We call it the new farm bill. It has actually 2018 farm bill, but it doesn't come into play now till the 2019 crop year, actually.
Okay.
Then the farmers got to sign up by March 15th, okay, for that also. Not only the crop insurance has got to be signed up by March 15th, but so is the farm program. And they are able to redesignate their options of what they want, what type of farm program. So we will have David Bau. He's an extension educator in ag business management at the University of Minnesota. And he will show what the difference is between ARC and PLC and maybe help the gentleman make their decision. And then the next one will be what we call SCO, supplemental coverage option, which could be kind of new. It's not new. It came out with the 2014 farm bill, but for our area farmers, if they take PLC this year, which most of them, almost all of them didn't the last time, but they might this time, it's additional coverage that they can add on to their crop insurance that's offered through the federal government. And then the next thing is Ed Usset. I have heard Ed speak probably 10, 15 times, and I never get, he never gets old, okay? He's a grain marketing economist for the Center of Financial Management at the University of Minnesota, and he is going to do a presentation and talk about, he's got his own little fun characters like Barney Binless and Hank Holder that he talks about and goes over and puts his thoughts on how to grain market and what his thoughts are on the market, okay?
So. And then once Ed is done with his presentation, you'll have kind of an opportunity for those that attend for a question and answer session with those people that are representing the ag industry.
Right, and so not only are the speakers, but we'll have some additional people such as farm insurance reps and things like that. Maybe even an attorney, something. I'm still putting together that list, but it's going to be an agricultural forum panel where actually during the summit, our attendees can actually, they can text questions into a text number that we can read at that panel. So then that way we got that half hour of questions that we can do, and we can answer a lot of those questions right then and there instead of holding up the summit as it goes. Okay.
It'll move fast. It
will.
Starts with registration at 8 a.m.
Yep.
And, of course, lunch is provided by Diversified Crop Insurance. You have three sponsors, a gold sponsor, Diversified Crop Insurance, the silver sponsorship with Farmers Mutual Insurance Company, and the bronze sponsorship with Nationwide. Folks, it is that are in the farming community, it's absolutely free. There'll be the Continental Breakfast. Lunch will provide provided as well. And, you know, if you don't have anything else, Courtney Doyle will be there to present all of these speakers.
Absolutely, yeah. She's worth the free ticket herself.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll pay her later.
Okay.
But it's February 11th. It's a Tuesday from 8:30 to 12:30 at Riverland Community College Lecture Hall, 2200 Riverland Drive. And Tom, again, let's go over how they can register for this great summit.
Yes, they can go to our website, AmericaInsurance.com, homepage. Just scroll down just a little bit, and it'll say sign up for Ag Summit, something to that effect. And then, or they can call our office at 377-2000. Just give us your name and how amount of attendees. Also, I just want to make sure people know, 1:30 p.m., if they want to stay, it's a presentation by Jolene Honkamp. It's Land is Your Legacy, which is a farm succession transition planning, and that'll be another probably 45 minutes to an hour presentation if they'd like to see that.
Something always to put on your calendar. Please, folks, make it. It's limited seating, February 11th, 8:30 to 12:30. 20 years, Americana Insurance Group, the A-Team's been putting this on, the annual Ag Summit out at Riverland Community College. Tom, that'll wrap up a fast-moving Saturday morning.
Yes, it was fast.
Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's this weekend.
Go Chiefs.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, there you have it. That's our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.